It's All Things Considered on WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. The Charlotte City Council is hosting a series of public meetings this month to brainstorm ideas on how to make Charlotte more immigrant-friendly. That's after a series of raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last month that detained some 200 people across North Carolina. Council members say they're keeping an open mind to suggestions from the public, but what can the city actually do? Joining us now with some possibilities is WFAE's Nick Della Canal. Nick, what can the city do?
Well, in some ways, the city's hands are tied, but there's still actually a lot that the city can do. So let's start with perhaps the most extreme option, and that would be passing something similar to San Francisco's 1989 City and County Refuge Act. This banned city employees and city funds from being used to aid federal immigration enforcement. And it's what most people point to when they describe San Francisco as a sanctuary city. You know, it essentially means that the city has a policy of not working or cooperating with ICE at all. Now, that option looks unlikely here in Charlotte because it would violate a state law passed in 2015 that outlaws sanctuary cities in North Carolina.
So the city risks a lawsuit if it takes that step.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, another possible option we've seen elsewhere is the creation of an ICE or immigration hotline. Notably, local governments in Santa Clara County and New York City have teamed up with advocacy groups there to create these hotlines. And how they work is if a resident sees ICE agents out in the community, they call the number and operators help them determine if the agents are, in fact, with ICE and inform the callers of their rights. This could help cut down on rumors and, you know, help people verify who is an ICE agent and what their rights are. And in fact, some advocacy groups in Charlotte have already created hotlines here, although the city has not been involved. And then we've also seen cities like Washington, D.C. establish a dedicated fund for organizations that help immigrants with legal aid. So these could be organizations that help immigrants get green cards or work permits. Maybe you need to renew your DACA application or you need legal representation in a deportation proceeding. This fund would help organizations who are helping immigrants with that kind of stuff. And so that might be a possibility here as well.
And, Nick, the city council has tried looking at immigration-related issues before, right?
That's true, and fairly recently, actually. The city formed an immigration task force as recently as 2013, and they came up with some 27 suggestions, though most of them were never really implemented. So I'll be interested to see if the city council revives any of those old suggestions. One of the biggest ideas to have come out of that task force was the creation of a city ID. And this would potentially allow unauthorized immigrants to access city and county services like the library or county health clinics, and then they can identify themselves to police if they get pulled over or need to report a crime. However, since that idea was proposed, the General Assembly has actually outlawed city IDs precisely because unauthorized immigrants could use them. But the law doesn't stop advocacy groups from making their own community IDs. And in fact, the Latin American Coalition has been doing just that for some time now. And there's a provision in the law that allows police to accept these community IDs if no other ID is present. So the city could promote these community IDs and encourage not just police to accept them, but also health clinics, hospitals, schools, maybe even banks.
Nick, are there any risks that the city will need to keep in mind as they look at these possibilities?
Yeah, sure. So if the city does end up implementing any of these measures, they risk angering Republicans in the General Assembly who have made very clear their distaste for so-called sanctuary cities. President Trump has also threatened to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities, though his executive order is still tied up in the courts. And then, of course, ICE itself might decide to retaliate. We saw them step up enforcement after the Mecklenburg County Sheriff withdrew from the 287G program, so they could decide to step up enforcement again.
All right. Well, finally, when can we expect to see some kind of proposal from the city council?
Well, Larkin Eggleston, who's the city council member in charge of this immigration committee, he says it's his hope to have a proposal in front of the full city council by April. That's next month. And that's going to be after these public hearings these next 2 weeks.
And in fact, there is a meeting tonight that's happening at the Charlotte Bilingual Pre-K at 7 o'clock. Nick will be there listening for more suggestions from residents. Nick, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
WFAE's Nick Della Canal.